Previously on Corporate Homie.
We're all just a limited resource.
You are doing more today than you normally do.
Let people do their share of group projects.
I don't want to start a meeting at 4:30 on a Friday, and I certainly don't want it to go until 6 o'clock.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie.
How to deal with an abusive boss.
Shift the focus from your boss to your job.
It is your responsibility to understand what motivates your boss.
We getting ready to be done. Not gonna be too much more of this. I gots to go.
What's up, homies?
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast. Whoop, whoop.
You didn't let me whoop after the last time, and I even had a little melody last time.
But I'm sick of talking about it.
That's okay. I know I can whoop. I'm not worried about it. It is what it is. Okay.
So, we got some really good messages from the homies in the inbox asking about how to deal with, I know we've done an episode on a difficult boss, but not a difficult boss, an abusive boss.
Right.
A boss that is mistreating you. And so we're going to talk a little bit today about how to deal with an abusive boss or an abusive manager.
Yep. And I just wanted to say that, you know, this, if you have a boss that you think is kind of a bully or abusive, 61% of Americans are aware of bullying that takes place in their workplace. 60 million Americans say that they are affected by workplace bullying, and bosses comprise 61% of bullies. So 65% of bullied employees actually lost their original job when they tried to stop their boss from bullying them. So I just thought that those were some very interesting
telling statistics.
Yes, yeah. Because it just lets you know that
you're not alone and it's not your mind that this is a problem.
That's correct.
Well, I'll kick us off here, and those stats are not surprising. I would start by saying this. Most people, I don't think, are aware that they have to manage up. That part of work isn't just, you know, dealing with your coworkers, dealing with support staff, dealing with subordinates. To be successful at work, you have to have a plan for your manager and for your leader, and you must manage up. And it is your responsibility to understand what motivates your boss. So what is your boss motivated by? Is your boss motivated by recognition? Are they the kind of boss that takes credit for everybody's work and acts like it's all their ideas, you know? So I just think that people forget that they must manage up. And I think if you don't start there and you have an abusive boss, you are going to be ice skating uphill.
I think that's a really, really good point, and kind of is very similar to my first point, which was shift the focus from your boss to your job. And so, you know, when you have a boss, like you're saying, you need to manage up. And so one of the tips I would have to manage up is focus on the task. So some of it too is if you work with a bully, and let me also start off by saying I have and do work with bullies. So I know what it's like to, you know, work with someone who has emotional outbursts or, you know, wants to call you a name or something like that. I've definitely been into that, been in those situations. First of all, let me just say, I'm so sorry to the homie that, you know, asked this question, because it's a beat down. But a bully is unlikely to change their behavior. So instead, you want to work on your behavior, because what they're mostly trying to do is to intimidate you. So you've got to focus on the details of the tasks that you have, because you have direct control over your performance. So like one of the things I like to do, if you know you work with somebody, and actually I got this from Bimitra, it's like maybe that's the person that always needs an agenda. So you sort of try to keep them focused and stuff like that. But you want to be really just thinking about ways that you can focus on the job and the task and not on the behavior.
Right. And I mean, emotional outbursts, in my opinion, there's no place for that in corporate America or at work, period. But unfortunately, it does happen. My next tip is to work around their weaknesses versus complaining about it. So most of the time, by now, you should know what's causing the emotional outburst. So, like, I've worked for somebody, well, we realized as a team that he would give us copy like four people on the email saying that he wanted something done. This is one of my former regional presidents, but he wouldn't say who he wanted to do it. And so we learned to work together as a team to say, you know, hey, Jerry, not his name, you know,
right.
Is that something that, who do you want to take that, right? Or one of us would step up and take that, but we would talk as a team like, I didn't know that was directed, who's that directed toward, right? And so that was a way that we worked around, because what, and that started minimizing the outburst that he would have. And so that's what I mean by working around instead of complaining about it.
So
right?
That was, so I had that as a tip, ahead. Except for I called it build a network. So, right? So it's right. The same thing, but basically what you're saying is it's important to keep the communications with the other employees who are also targets of the bully.
That's right.
So to me, bully
make no mistake, they're equal opportunity.
That's the thing about a bully, which is why I've worked with some bullies and got along with them very well, because they don't usually single people out. It's not like school bullies. They like to bully everybody, sort of like you said.
They're like reality TV stars. Everybody can get this work.
That's exactly right. We would even pregame, like, okay, to keep him from blowing up, let's do this. You know he'll probably get emotional. You know she'll get emotional if this happens. So like you said, build a network. So I'm definitely, I had that as a tip later too. So I'm 100% with you. Play together as a team against the bully. Build you a
network.
That's
exactly right. And break.
That's why. Yeah. My next tip was you can set silent limits. You can use your physical presence to set a limit. So if you're working with someone physically in an office and they're bullying you, to me, one of the things I like to do is stand up.
That's right.
Because I am indicating, we're getting ready to be done. Not going to be too much more of this. I got to go. Maybe if you're sitting down, close your notebook.
Like
that. Yeah. Something that you can do silently that's not going to be deemed disrespectful, that will not inflame the situation, but to effectively let them know, I'm kind of done with this. You know, maybe you turn your head, you know, it's like your posture. Because to me, bullies like to cower over people. Like they want to mm-hmm. come at you, be in your face. And so the more you can do to do that, another thing I like to do is as they raise their voice, I lower
my
voice. So to me, you can use some physical attributes of yourself to keep those things from being done.
I love that. And those are, you know, given that 90% of communication is nonverbal, this is an incredibly powerful tip, right? And anybody who knows me well professionally knows when I'm done with something, I tend to close my notebook, put my pen down on it, and then I sit back and cross my legs.
I'm done with it.
I'm not in, because when I'm in it, I got my notebook open. I'm looking, I'm leaned in. They know like, okay, this conversation is over. It's actually, we joke like when we're interviewing people as a team, when I don't think a candidate is great, somebody be like, oh, Bimitra close her notebook and cross her legs. Like she's not going to choose that person. Right. Yeah. Like I'm done with that. So I think that's great. My tip is don't ruin your personal brand. I hate to say it in my southern way, fooling around with this person, right? Because you have to take to a certain way the high road. Your boss's behavior does not allow you to then just be like, well, bump it then.
Oh, that's we all acting doing. Crazy. Everybody be crazy. Right. That's not your move. This.
I've seen people. Let me say this. You go toe-to-toe with your boss.
You lose.
You're going to lose.
You lose.
And let me say this. It might make you feel better, right? Right? You like, you know, she was talking crazy to me. I'm like, that's what we doing? That's what we doing. You're like, no. You're going to lose. And here's a gotcha. You might not lose today.
But
you might not lose next month. You're going to lose.
Because
you're going to lose.
They're in charge. Because they're in charge. He's your boss. They're the boss. So I had that as a tip too, and I had it called don't match their intensity.
Yeah. Right.
This is not the time. Like you said, like
These are not your friends. These are not your friends. It's your
this
boss.
This is not one of your little friends.
You match your I'm not one of your little friends, right?
Sorry, that's something our mom used to say to us. I'm not one of your little friends. These are not one of your little friends. This is your boss, and regardless of how abusive, how their behavior is unacceptable,
incompetent, untalented,
what they still are, wait for it,
is your boss.
It's your boss.
And like I've had friends who like, you know, and I told him, I'm like, but y'all are not on equal playing fields. You can't speak to her that way. You can't speak to him this way. Well, he was talking crazy to me. Okay. I understand. I didn't say it was right. I'm not saying it's right. But you cannot just match their intensity.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can if you have like a year's worth of go to hell money, say. Then do whatever you want.
Or like the mama on Everybody Hates Food. My husband got 3 jobs.
My husband got 5 jobs. I don't have to do this.
I don't have to take this out.
I do not need this. My man has 2 jobs.
That's why he has 5 jobs.
because you out here matching people's attention. So my last tip is when it's all said and done, if these tips don't work, if you've tried all these things, do not be afraid, and you should go tell management and HR. So make sure that if you have a completely abusive boss who is doing things, that you let somebody know. You need to tell. And not gossip, not fodder. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting get to HR or human, you know, or superiors and let them know that what you've done, one, to try to cope with the situation on your own that did not actually change your boss's behavior. I would never encourage anyone to stay and work with an abusive boss. Or you need to look for other work, right? So if you're not willing to report to HR, I guess I should have said that, then you should also be thinking about planning your move out, your exit strategy.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. My last tip was a little bit differently than that, and that I was suggesting that you try to go direct. So I had a boss one time, and he wasn't abusive in the sense of the word that he would have outbursts and scream at you, but he just talked to everybody like they were stupid and was incredibly condescending. And so I said to him, like, hey, how can I present information to you in such a way that you don't think that we need to start at a Fisher Price level on everything? Right? Like, how can we do that? Right? Because I'm talking with you about a credit and like you're explaining to me what interest is. Right? And so like, and I need to talk with you about a $10 million deal. So like, how can I present it in such a way that you understand that, I mean, like, do I need to do a bullet points of everything that I understand about the deal to start with before we get into the meat of it? Do we need to have a preview conversation before you read the memo? Right. And so for me, when he kept doing that, and then it moved to, and then my next tip is like, you have to give people time to adjust. Right. And then I'm like, okay, I tried with him. I asked for suggestions. I tried those suggestions. Now, like you said, it's time to talk to HR, or it's time for me to, in my Martin voice,
be out. Right. Everyone should have a twin.
Right. And let me say this. I can remember, like, I tried that and I would never get, I was sitting on my balcony and it was like January on a Friday, and I poured myself a glass of bourbon and I said to myself, we're not working for him by my birthday. And so I'm going to either get myself an extra strategy or somebody's going to I'm not doing this anymore.
So I had that happen too, but I didn't pour myself some bourbon. I just good old fashioned prayed over it. And I was like, Lord, you're going to need to, you know, help me, you know, deal with this situation. And he left. And I remember
being like, so just make me feel like a heathen, but yeah.
But I remember thinking like, well, get it, Jesus. Go ahead and work a wonder. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. Like, but
he cares about your
every day. Come on, somebody.
I know this was a quick episode, but this is a very specific topic. And we did want to hit it. For the homie that submitted this as a topic, we are very interested in hearing back from you. And as a reminder for the other homies, that have been listening and enjoying the podcast, reviews are the currency of podcasts. So please take the time to drop us a review and let us know what you're thinking about the content, what you think about the topics. And if any of you have had an abusive boss and you found other tips, please drop us a line when you listen to the episode and let us know
or how that was helpful. Or yeah, so that we can share that tip with the other homies. Of course, if you have a topic that you want, hit us in the DMs or shoot us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com. And if you want us to do any type of speaking thing, then send an email to info@corporatehomie.com. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.